Governor Bill Walker hosted an unexpected guest on Friday, the president of China. Xi Jinping was headed back from a meeting with President Donald Trump in Florida. It's not unusual for foreign leaders to refuel in Anchorage, but this wasn't just a pit stop. And experts say there are good reasons for China's top leader to drop in. Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
Most of Alaska was astonished when, shortly before 7 p.m. on Friday, the president of China and his wife stepped off a 747 at Ted Stevens International Airport. President Xi Jinping's visit was a secret to most. Governor Bill Walker only found out about it 2 weeks in advance. But the governor offered a hearty welcome, with two of his grandchildren waiting on the tarmac with bouquets. After deplaning, Xi and the Chinese delegation headed south to Beluga Point to gander at the snow-capped mountains across Turnagain Arm. The Seward Highway was closed for about 30 minutes to accommodate the visit, which came just a day after the same road was closed for 12 hours for a police manhunt and an unplanned avalanche. Then, Xi and his delegation returned to downtown Anchorage, strolling into a conference room on the bottom floor of the Hotel Captain Cook. There, Governor Walker and the President of China grinned, shook hands, and sat down to talk through an interpreter. Walker talked up the state's seafood industry, native corporations, and Alaska's position as a major air cargo hub. But the governor devoted the bulk of his public remarks to his favorite mega project, a planned natural gas pipeline from the North Slope to Nikiski.
Alaska can provide a stable source of gas supply to the Asia-Pacific region for more than a century.
President Xi's public remarks were more focused on the views.
Well, in the eyes of ours and in the eyes of many of the Chinese people, Alaska is a name that brings a lot of mystery in our mind. And it is a place where a lot of people would like to go. It's like Shangri-La to us.
The Chinese president then made a prediction.
The very fact that we have now been here, I believe, will serve as a good advertisement for your state.
Xi said he thought his visit would fuel a Chinese tourist boom in Alaska. But while the press was there for all of Governor Walker's remarks, the bulk of Xi's statement happened behind closed doors. In polite whispers, Chinese security guards ushered reporters out of the room. Neither leader took any questions. Before taking off at around 11 p.m. Friday, Xi and his delegation dined with Walker and his staff on king salmon and crab bisque. At a press conference the next morning, Walker described the meeting as very special, although the Chinese president may have been disappointed by the restaurant's stationary nature.
When we sat down at the to have dinner at the Captain Cook, we were facing the mountains, and he asked if the room would be turning around, and I said I hope it wouldn't be.
Walker said the discussion covered everything from climate change to the natural gas line to training opportunities for Chinese Winter Olympic athletes. The governor didn't announce any new initiatives, but he said he felt the visit could lead to closer ties.
If we had traveled to China, we could not have had a meeting like this. Not would be surrounded with this level of high-level ministers at that meeting. So it was really, I have to say, it was a little unprecedented.
Experts say the Chinese president's Anchorage excursion was probably more than just a chance to eat salmon with the governor.
It makes a lot of sense for them to strengthen their relationship with Alaska.
That's Nils Andreasen of the Institute of the North. He says China has a strong interest in Arctic issues, including the prospect of new shipping routes. But he says there was probably another reason for the visit.
Because Anchorage is beautiful.
Andreasen says China is keenly interested in expanding tourism opportunities here. So, get ready, Alaska. President Xi was probably dead serious when he said to expect a lot more Chinese tourists headed our way. From Alaska's Energy Desk, with help from Wesley Early, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.